You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I believe it's Friday by the time this is airing on the radio. It's actually a Tuesday morning when I'm recording it, and I am recording it fighting against some wicked kidney stones, which are trying to take me out for the count, and my God is bigger than that. And I ask you, although many of you we've never met, but we are brothers in the faith, and I would ask you for your prayers that God would give me the strength to continue to do what we do here. Well, let me make it more personal. For me to continue to do what I do here, preaching the Word every day and preaching at church every week. And I missed this last Sunday, one of the first times I can ever recall in my life being sick on a Sunday because of these kidney stones, which are trying to take me out. But I know that we will persevere. God's bigger than that. And it always comes to mind what the Apostle Paul wrote, that when I am weak, then I am strong. Lord God, I pray right now for this program today. Indeed, that would have to qualify today for anyone to be blessed. And I pray you take this program today in this weak vessel today and turn it into something great. Minister to everyone, first to the preacher and then to all the listeners here today on this Friday. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen and amen. I can't tell you how many times lately the Lord's handed my lunch to me, to use that old figure of speech, of when we poo-poo something or blow something off and say, nah, that just can't be happening, or that's not happening yet, or that's not happening around here, only to see indeed that it is. Or as one friend of mine always says, only because you don't see it happening in front of you doesn't mean that it's not happening or going on. And we're in Matthew chapter 24, and that indeed is the case too, where we're looking at the Lord's description of the things which will happen, the signs that he gave us for us to know his return is near. And we were looking at pestilence yesterday, and let's pick it up right there, Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. It says, for nation will rise up against nation. Again, Greek word, ethnic group, ethnos, will rise up against ethnos, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, I love Bible prophecy, and I've been teaching it for a long time. And when I get to this text here, yeah, I can barely get a raised eyebrow from it. People think that since they don't see it happening, or it's not happening to them, or it's not going on right in front of them, they read about it in the newspaper, it doesn't have the effect it would have if the opposite were true. And now, when I can get up here to men and preach on a Sunday or share on the radio with you that one of the greatest signs Jesus gave that his return is near is when the world will be filled with coronavirus. It's pestilence. You know, we know what we think of AIDS. Well, maybe you don't know anyone that has AIDS, so you keep on going. You keep on marrying and giving in marriage and doing your own thing, working, playing, coming home, eating, drinking. We read of SARS or Ebola. How can we forget that? Yeah, but that hit, you know, a lot of those black folk over there or in the other side of the world. That doesn't affect me. Of course, no offense toward anyone here. But if it doesn't hit you and in your backyard, no matter what color you are, even if you are African-American living here in the country, we read about it, it might not have the profound effect that it has now that I read to you that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there'll be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Now, no matter who you are, white, black, Asian, American Indian, no matter who you are, no matter what race you are, no matter where you come from, you're smacked right in the face with this. This world practically has come to a halt. Look around. Try to go into a supermarket without a face mask on. And that'll bring to remembrance the words of Jesus Christ. These are the sign. These are the things that you'll know his return is near. And yet he says in verse 8 that all these are the beginning of sorrows. Sorrows, Greek word odin, which means birth pangs. As any woman who's given birth before will tell you. They start off slower, just like my kidney stone, you know. Oh, when I just feel that little pinprick in the back of my side, and just like someone putting a hypodermic needle into my side, just pressing it in a little deeper and deeper. Oh, man, I know what's coming. I better get to my destination or do whatever, because the pain is coming. And with a woman giving birth, I'm sure it's much worse. Many women, when I tell them I've got a kidney stone, they get this little smile, not meant to offend me, but they say, now you know, oh man, what us women go through in childbirth. Now, I wouldn't know. I've never given birth, but I can tell you what this kidney stone feels like. These are the beginning of sorrows. Then, notice he's going in order, then they will deliver you up. Now, here's a verse that for how many years I've looked at and said, well, these are one of the things we're waiting to happen, waiting to come to pass before Jesus could come back. And God's got to take me and just slap me a little bit or take me out back to the woodshed and say, no, open your eyes, Esposito. Look around. Let's read the verse. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Now, this hit me at the peak time of the group ISIS, when, if you remember correctly, they were putting Christians in cages. They were cutting off people's heads and killing them. And that's when my eyes were opened that just because this isn't happening here in the United States and right in front of me, doesn't mean the prophecy is not coming to pass right here and now at this time. You will be delivered up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by everyone out here because of the name of Jesus. More Christians have been killed in the 20th century than all 19 centuries combined. You can't look at that and say, well, that's not happening, so I guess I got plenty of time left to go do what I want to do. Nah, Jesus can't come back in my lifetime, right? Well, as you search for your mask to go into the supermarket, stop and think about that for a minute. The Lord says, when you see all of these things, then recognize, I love the way the New American Standard says, recognize. My return is near, even at the doors. Jesus isn't even sitting on his throne anymore, I would bet. He's gotten up, and he's standing by the doors, and he's getting ready to come back and turn this crooked world right side up. And here's another of the greatest signs you and I have here in this September 2020 year of our Lord. Jesus says, one of the greatest ways you'll know my return is near, Matthew 24:10, and then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. Think about it. This is the world. This is the age of everyone's offended. Everywhere you go, people are offended. Everywhere you turn, people are offended. They're offended at everyone. They're offended at everything. They're offended at Republicans. They're offended at Democrats. They're offended at Christians. They're offended at Jews. People are offended at Muslims. People are offended at everywhere you turn. It's not just one of those things. It's a sign that Jesus' return is near. Many will be offended. And then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, verse 12, that could be the greatest one of all of the signs that we see that Jesus' return is near. And that is because of lawlessness. Let's read it again, verbatim. Because lawlessness will abound or increase, the love of many will grow cold. That means that we're a little bit scared. You know, when you drive by on the street and you see someone with a flat tire, you know, you think twice before pulling over and helping them anymore. Or seeing someone begging or asking for money on a street corner, you think twice before doing that because you know maybe you've been hurt before doing it. Maybe you've been robbed. Maybe you've read if you pull over to the side of the road and help someone, it's a scam for people to steal your car. That, again, it's not just one of those things, friend. It's a sign that Jesus is coming back soon. You will know my return is near, he's saying, when all of the lawlessness increases around us and our love for people waxes cold. Those are our great signs, which we close off here today on this Friday. We'll be back again with our ongoing program here, probably in 1 Corinthians next time. But chew on these signs here for the weekend here for this last 60 seconds. Number one, the world full of pestilence. Number two, they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations because you're a Christian. Number three, everyone around you is offended at everything. And number four, because of all the lawlessness in the world, the love of many will grow cold. Wow. If you were playing baseball, you'd be batting 1,000 right now. You'd be 4 for 4. And as our Lord says, he says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. And be looking up. And remember, his redemption draweth nigh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.